I was like, you know what? I'll be the one who goes around and gives them some candy because that sucks. Like, I'd be upset if I was that kid not being able to go trick-or-treating.
Cassidy Washburn works at Vernal Urgent Care and tests people for COVID-19. This year, she has seen many kids that won't be trick-or-treating because they tested positive for COVID-19 or were in close contact with someone else who did.
I am handing out little trick-or-treat bags full of candy to other bunch of kids around the community who are quarantined and not able to go trick-or-treating.
The gift bags will include treats and a few non-edible surprises.
I got the chocolates, the Airheads, the suckers, and then I also got some crayons for them, and then I had a lady donate me some balloons to put in the bags, and then I also printed off little coloring sheets and put those in the bags too.
As of now, Washburn is preparing treat bags for 25 kids. Many of these parents reached out to her through Facebook Messenger after she announced what she was doing. Washburn says she has tested a lot of children for COVID-19 at the clinic, especially now that it's cold and flu season. She has also heard of some creative adaptations to traditional trick-or-treating for families that want a little more distance.
In their neighborhood, they'll set up and then have all the kids come on one side of the street at one time and then do their social distancing so they're not too close and get their candy on that side of the street, and then they'll all move over to the next side of the street together so they're not all just running back and forth around each other the whole time.
The Vernal Library is also holding a drive-through trick-or-treating event. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.